You're listening to the Westside Podcast, a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kenny Zuchuku, and I'm one of the ministers here for the Westside Church. And it's cold, guys. It's cold. For me, it's cold. But I took off my jacket because it's time to preach the word of God, you know? So I can't keep my jacket on when I do that. It's just not right. It's great to be here this morning. Obviously, we have some people not here today. It's okay. I'm grateful that you all are here, that you're present with us. Today, I'm going to be launching us in a transition thought. So we've been doing a lot of talk for the church on trust. And you guys know we've done a series on trust for a very long time. And we kind of took a couple weeks off because we've been thinking about what to do next. What is our next goal, our next aim as a church to help lift our spirits and move us into the holidays, into the new year? And we're not going to start the series today, but we're going to be starting a series called Joy. Probably next week, maybe the week after. We're still trying to see where the Spirit leads us. But as I was preparing this sermon, I was thinking about, man, I don't really feel like preaching at all. There's nothing in me that I feel like I want to communicate. Does that make sense? Like, you know when you have a lot to say? And some of you, I'm introverted, so I'm not talking about introverts and extroverts. Extroverts always have a lot to say, right? But I'm talking about even as an introvert, you have a lot of stuff built up in your heart, stuff on your mind, and stuff that you just want to express. But sometimes your tank gets empty. And you feel like, I don't really have anything that important to communicate. Now, obviously, that's not true, right? Because if we have a heart and we have a mind, there's always something going on. It's just whether or not we've been in touch with that. So basically, what I'm communicating and letting you guys know is lately I felt a little bit out of touch. And maybe some of you guys can relate. And as I was flipping through scriptures and trying to look at something that would inspire me, I felt like, man, nothing's really inspiring me right now. I don't feel like anything is captivating my heart. So I prepared a lesson, and then I'm like, you know what? I need something that's going to captivate my heart. So this morning, I woke up at 6 or 5 a.m., and I said, you know, there's a scripture that I haven't read in a while. And I flipped my Bible there to Philippians. And I just start reading it. And I thought to myself, you know what? This would be so much better to communicate than anything that I have to share. So what we're going to do is we're going to read this scripture. And we're going to do something a little bit different for Sunday service. We're going to have some discussion amongst each other. Some of you are like, oh gosh, let me get out of here. Breakout rooms. We're going back to Zoom. And one thought that I had was, man, I have a lot of opinions, and sometimes my opinions don't line up with the Word of God. And that's what I thought this morning. That was it. That's all I got for you. I have a lot of opinions, and sometimes my opinions don't line up with the Word of God. An example of this is, there's a time in college, I played volleyball, and we have team discussions, so people would come out to, we had like these huge lunches before games, and we would just talk about random stuff, just random stuff. So two of my teammates lived together, and they just started bickering about the bathroom. Like, they were saying, hey, I can't find my toothbrush the other day. So, you know, we're all doing our own thing, but then I just start listening to this conversation. He's like, I can't find my toothbrush. And then the roommate's like, I don't know. Did you put it here? Did you put it there? And they kind of go back and forth. And then they had a third roommate who stepped in. He said, oh, I thought that was my toothbrush. And I was like, oh, this is getting interesting. Let me listen some more. And keep in mind, everyone's talking, and I'm like listening here, and I have friends there that are just distracted, so I'm listening. And then he's like, well, is it the oral care toothbrush, the one that vibrates? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, where is it? He's like, oh, it's just, isn't it on the counter? He's like, oh, that's where I put my toothbrush. And eventually, we found out after much back and forth that they had been using the same toothbrush for the last 6 months. And they had no idea. Pretty disgusting, right? So each of them had an opinion. They each thought that that toothbrush was theirs. One of them was wrong. So it got me thinking of this verse and the idea of how strong opinions have a toll on us. How if we believe something to be true, it really dictates how we live. So the Apostle Paul speaks about this, but he doesn't use the word opinion. He uses a different word, which we'll talk about later. Let's start reading Philippians 4, chapter 1. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if you have any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete. By being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So I read that this morning. And the thought, mindset, stuck with me. Have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. So like I do when I see a word that I'm interested in, I look it up. I study it out a little bit. And the Greek word for mindset is right here. Phroneo. And they defined it as to have an opinion, to think, form, or hold an opinion, to judge, to give careful consideration, to set one's mind on, to be intent on. I spent some time this morning just reflecting on all the different opinions I have about everything. And I realized a lot. I think the Lakers are terrible this year. That's my opinion. I think that if I could come to church and never have to dress up, I'd be very happy. It's my opinion. I think that if I was 6'5", I would have been an All-American volleyball player at UCLA. It's my opinion. And I think many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have those same thoughts as well. But when I read the scripture, if we go back to verse 5, Paul advocates for having the same opinion as Christ Jesus. And to think about how difficult it is to take all those different thoughts and strip it away and conform them into the likeness of Christ. It feels overwhelming. It feels impossible. It feels too hard. And then that feeling that I was sharing earlier about feeling like I have nothing on my heart, it made me feel empty. Like if you had a glass jar of water and you're trying to, you just start pouring it out and you're like, I need more water, but there's nothing more to give. But that was the same type of language that Paul uses to describe Jesus. Who, being the very nature God, made himself nothing. Whew. Can you imagine? And then upon further reflection, I start to realize, wait a minute. What I'm feeling isn't a lack of something. It's not a lack of something. What I'm feeling is I'm pouring myself out. This should be normal. And the issue is, where am I getting my fill from? Is it from my opinions? Or is it from Jesus Christ? So, that's my intro. Hopefully that was convincing enough. Because what we're going to do now is, I have a question for you. And this is gonna force some of you to get a little bit uncomfortable. Because oftentimes when we come to church, for many of us, we come and we think, you know what, I'll come and I'll listen. And I won't have to actually engage, and then I could just leave, right? That could be a lot of us. So what I'm asking of you is to try to engage. And I know it's easy to get distracted and want to have all these side conversations. You know, college football was yesterday. The UFC fight was yesterday. I know many of you guys saw that. I watched like 7 hours of it, which was, in my opinion, that was a terrible idea. But I want us to engage here. If you're visiting with us, if you're on Zoom and you're by yourself on Zoom, give someone a call. If you're visiting with us here today and you don't feel comfortable maybe talking, then join people that like to talk. And there are people that like to talk here. Just my opinion. So let's get in groups of three. And this is what I want you to discuss. What is one opinion you've heard recently that may distract someone from the mindset of Jesus? What is one opinion that you've heard recently that may distract someone from the mindset of Jesus? Alrighty, let's break into groups of three, no more than four, and let's see what you guys come up with. Alrighty, so let's do this. Sounds like there was a lot of discussion, which is good. I'm not sure if all of it was focused on the question, which is, you know, par for the course. But I'm curious to know some of the things you could just. I'm nervous to say this, but I trust you guys that we'll be safe here. You can just yell out one opinion you feel like you've heard recently that distracts someone from the mindset of Jesus. So anyone want to yell one out? And then I'll repeat it into the mic so that the live stream can hear it. So if you yell it out and it's not very good, I won't repeat it. Yeah. Politics. All right. Politics. There we go. Anything else? What else do we have? Yeah. Concert style worship music. Ooh, we're touching on some stuff here. All right, what else we got? Yeah. Confusing rest with laziness. Okay. Anyone else? What's up? Restaurant reservations. Yeah. Why do we need to make reservations, right? Show up and sit us down. Yeah. The most important person. Listen to this. The most important person in your life is yourself. Ooh, it's deep. Any depth from the college students over here? Or I'm just asking. No judgment. You do you mentality, okay. You do you, and I'm going to do me, all right? Anything else? Anything else? Anything else you want to shout out? Yeah, way over there. Legalism among disciples and non-disciples? Hanging with non-disciples as a disciple. Okay, back there. Religion is the cause of war. Ooh. We're getting deeper here. Okay, we'll have time for a few more. Yeah. The truth is different for everyone. Wow, that's a popular moral relativism. Anyone else? One more. Who's going to be the last faithful person? I mean, we all have opinions, so yeah.
Sorry, online sacrifice is a waste of time and effort.
Oh, sacrifice is a waste of time and effort. So I know I just said a bunch of these things that if you were to take a soundbite, you could probably destroy my career. But in reality, you get it. That's funny. It's true. It's true. I could be canceled right away. But in reality, I'm repeating these things because these are the things that we have in our minds going all the time, right? We're sharing these things. We're saying these things. But what hurts the church and what hurts our community is when we do not bring it to light. And we keep it down here. And without even knowing, it affects everything that we do. But what Paul encourages us to do is to have the same opinion, the same mindset as Jesus. And that's really hard. But what helps us get to that place is talking about it, communicating, saying, hey, I think this, I feel this. What do you think? And then going back to scripture, ultimately, for us to get our opinions from. Now, it's not perfect, right? Bible doesn't talk about dating. There's nothing about dating apps in the Bible, right? There's nothing about a lot of stuff that are specific in the Bible, but just because it's not direct, does that mean we don't try? No, there's always a principle behind everything. How much are we willing to look in Scripture? So we'll close with this verse as we prepare for communion. And I really wanted to think through, what did Jesus say? How did Jesus approach? What was his mindset like? And how did he communicate it? And I think John chapter 8 really helps us see that. Jesus says this: when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, so grateful that we could be here this morning. I know that for many of us, it's cold. And for others of us, it's not. And it's funny how simple things like this are matters of opinion. And we constantly wrestle every day to figure out, what does it look like to really have this mindset, have this heart that you call us to have. I know for me, it's been something that I've wrestled with for such a long time. And even today, having you speak to me and share with me through the Holy Spirit, just the importance of discussing it, bringing it to light. It's so important. It's so vital. I pray as we prepare our hearts for communion and we think about what your Son did on the earth. I know he probably thought he didn't want to die on the cross. That was probably his opinion. But he looked to you and he's on his knees praying, asking for guidance and clarity and ultimately, he said, I'm going to do what pleases you. I'm going to follow you. I'm making your opinion my opinion. Your mindset my mindset. So I pray as we remember his body and how it was broken on the cross, and we take the bread, and remember the blood he shed as we take the juice. I pray that we can connect with just how deeply interwoven his heart and his mindset was with your will. And I hope that those who are disciples today can remember that that is what it means to follow you. We may not always have the same ideas or the same opinions, Lord, but we fight to submit our will to yours. Lord, we love you. We're grateful for you. And we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.
You've just listened to the Westside Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.